Speaking during a recent Florida Sheriff's Association conference, Secretary of State Ken Detzner says Florida will likely play an important role in deciding the next president of the United States.
I think administratively we are getting ready. We will be ready for the November election. We had a very good presidential primary election. But there's one thing that we all know, and that's that people are at a heightened state of anxiety, of awareness, and that they are in a position to want to turn out and vote and participate in voting.
But he told the sheriffs that there are also other people that they are concerned about.
I'm talking about the potential for interruptions and disturbances during the election period. And that's where I'm here to ask you to please, please help us as you always have in this election. It is going to be different.
Detzner says he's already in talks with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement in devising a statewide plan along with the supervisors.
And how we're going to, working with their fusion center, make sure that we have a proper chain of command and that we know what they need us to know when we need to know it, so we can transition that information to supervisors and when, if necessary, to local law enforcement. Many and most oftentimes, it's really the local law enforcement people that hear about things and then report them in. But that chain of command and information from my office standpoint is important, and it's important for us to be able to support not only the realities of the possibility of some disruptions, but the rumors.
So he says elections officials are also monitoring social media.
So many times things start and activities occur, people get worried or they take action as a result of something that they may have heard or seen on social media. So we are actively engaged in monitoring that on a regular basis. So I want to ask you to please, again, continue to support your voters and your supervisors in preparation for this election.
Detzner says during his talks with election supervisors, he continues to stress the importance of security. And Detzner adds the new head of the Florida State Association of Supervisor of Elections has been discussing best practices with other supervisors as well. That's Chris Shambliss, Clay County Supervisor of Elections.
Making contacts with key personnel, speaking about, you know, potentials for road closures or diversions, talking about the anticipated turnout, speaking of the various days of the election and the activities, resources that are needed for providing for ingress and egress to not only some of our major polling locations, but also our office during election night activities. Items such as that.
Shambliss says while he won't comment on any rumors surrounding potential disturbances, he says he really feels local and state elections officials are just planning for anything that could happen during the presidential election.
There is no larger election than a presidential election cycle, and I believe that we're just, again, preparing for any and all. I don't think that it's too far-fetched of a thought, given some of the state of the activities in not only our country, but abroad. And I, as a military member, really look to plan for any type of contingency rather than reacting to a contingency. So I believe that that's our primary focus and goal.
As for outgoing Leon County Supervisor of Elections Ion Sancho, he says he's not too worried. Sancho's work has gained national recognition, and he's been the area's supervisor for almost 30 years.
I don't give credence to any rumors. We're looking for an excellent election. The process works well here. We've never had any serious trouble in our polls or during the elections, and hopefully that'll continue. I think the elections in Leon County look very different than elections in the rest of the state of Florida. They work well at high volume here without any problems, and that's not something you can say about some of the jurisdictions in the state of Florida.
But Sancho says that's not to say that he and other elections officials on his staff are not prepared. He says they're all trained in the event of an emergency.
We have an individual who provides basic assistance. They're called deputies. And if there's any problem at all, they'll be contacting law enforcement, ensuring that voting goes smoothly. Every election, we maintain complete telephonic connection with every polling place. Again, that's something that not every county does. It's expensive, but that's something we have to have because of safety, if no other reason, and then reporting the results.
Meanwhile, in addition to the Florida sheriff, Secretary of State Detzner says he plans to talk to the Florida police chiefs about the importance of election security at the end of this month. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.